Hey everybody, Dave Guerra here. Welcome to episode 61 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it. And let's dive into the podcast. We're going to continue our series of The Bad Leaders Aren't. This is number 16, and we're talking about those bad leaders. And you know the ones I'm talking about, the ones that, well, those bad leaders that just make excuses. You know who I'm talking about. See, imagine you're at work. You're in your cubicle, you're in your office, you're in your warehouse, you're in the conference room, you're in your rig, you're wherever you happen to be that you're doing work. And you come up with this great idea to make your job a lot easier, which is awesome. And it's going to save the company lots and lots of money, which is even better for the company. So you're going to make your job easier and you're going to save the company lots of money in the process. Wow, fantastic. However, it's going to cost some money and take some time and require support from other departments in order to make, well, to make your idea work successfully. It's got to ramp up. It's got to start up. So it's going to take some money, time, and support. You approach your manager or supervisor or department head or whatever they're called, and you present your multi-million dollar idea, multi-million dollar saving idea. And you tell your boss, and your boss is stoked about the idea. She's all for it. She's you're ready to hear the words that you want to hear. Like, yeah, right on. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. But what you are not prepared for is, well, we've all heard it. No, there's no money in the budget, but they get a raise. No, there's not enough interest in your project, or we just can't. Or there is nothing, you know, there's no support. That's really it. There's no support from higher up in making your idea happen. Seriously? Multi-million dollar savings? There's just no support? Again, if you have not heard this before, then, you know, if you've not heard these excuses, I mean, there's other excuses, but if you have not heard these excuses before or others like it, then you are either someone who has yet to enter the workforce, or you're like, as soon as this podcast is done, you're going to hear the first excuse, or you're the person making those excuses. That's not a good thing. But you know what? I mean, excuses, they are part of the first workplace, the first place of business that ever existed. And they continue, unfortunately, now as part of the modern workplace. They're out there. They're just going to be out there. You know, of course, there are situations where excuses are understandable. Now, mind you, I never said excusable. I said understandable. See, because excuses are not excusable. See, and those understandable excuses, well, they're few and far between. You know, they could be trying to spare the feelings until a one-on-one session is available. I get that. Or there's another sensitive issue going on and you really just can't dive into it because, again, it is a sensitive situation, a sensitive issue that's going on, probably someplace else in the organization. And remember when I said your idea involves support from other parts of the organization? So that's what could be going on, and that's fine. But, you know, those are excusable. Well, they're not excusable. I'm sorry. They're understandable. Okay? Those are understandable because, again, things have to fall in place in order for other things to happen, and that's fantastic. Now, the excuses, though, are never excusable. So like I said, you just can't take them at their face value. If there's nothing behind the excuse, you know, I mean, we've all heard bosses say, you know, I don't need to praise people for doing their job. That's an excuse. What kind of nonsense is that? We've heard that. And other excuses like that. You don't have to tell them they're doing a good job. It's their job to do a good job. That's what you hire them for. That's an excuse. No, you tell them they're doing great jobs. You need to praise people. They need to know that they're welcome, that they're accepted, and that they are part of the team, and the team is making good stuff happen because of them. And you as a leader need to make sure that you're letting your people know that all the time, 100% of the time. But don't overdo it. Okay? Don't overdo it. I understand that part. But again, you know, at the end of the day, say, hey, thanks for coming in. Hey, thank you. Did a great job. That's it. You don't need to go in every 5 minutes. Hey, how you doing? Great job. 5 minutes later, you're doing a bang-up job. 5 minutes later, you're doing a fantastic job. No, that just starts becoming, well, lack of a better, it just gets boring. Because again, it's not authentic anymore. It quits being authentic. So, what can you do to avoid becoming the bad leader that makes excuses? Well, making excuses as a leader is weak. And a weak leader is no leader at all. So don't go down that path by making excuses. Don't start making excuses. You become a leader, you're in a leadership position, never make excuses. You know, the only acceptable answer, somebody comes to you and they've got this multi-million dollar project. Yes, let's do it. No, we're not going to do it. I don't know, but I will get you an answer. And that multi-million dollar project, especially if you're a frontline supervisor, you're going to have to take it up with an I don't, you're going to have to leave them with an I don't know, but I'll get you an answer. And then keep working it up and up the ladder until someone gets you an answer of either yes, no, or we're going to set a start date for a year from now. Or let's look into this more. What else can we do? If we can save this, what else can we be saving? What else? How many other jobs can we make it easier? Again, there's an answer. It's not an excuse. But again, if that's just a delay tactic, well, guess what? That becomes an excuse. And do you see how quickly it can flip from an acceptable answer, to an excuse? It can, just that simple, because it becomes a delay tactic. Now it's an excuse. Also, never pass the buck. Never pass the buck. Never say, well, I'm waiting to hear from up higher up. Well, I'm waiting to hear from so-and-so. That is making an excuse. That's an excuse. Never pass the buck. Tell them the truth. I have not heard from them. I will ask them again. I have not heard from them. I will ask them again. I asked them this morning. I'm going to ask them again tomorrow, and I'm going to keep asking until I get an answer. Guess what? That's an answer. That's not an excuse. Because again, you can't go into somebody else's department and put a gun to their head and say, hey, I need an answer. Joe over here at shipping wants to save the company millions of dollars, and why are you not saying yes? You can't do that. That's not the way business gets done. That's not the way an organization works. So what I'm getting at is all you have to do is communicate. Keep your people informed, and then keep them informed with the truth as you know it. If you're not getting an answer, the answer is, I've already asked higher up or the next level up 3, 4, 5 times. I did it this morning. I did it at lunchtime. I did it at 3 p.m. and I still don't have an answer. Guess what? I'm going to do it again at 8 o'clock and again tomorrow at 10 until I keep getting an answer, and every 2 hours until I get an answer. So if you know nothing, then say you know nothing. You not only contribute to your staff being more open, but you will also be tacitly encouraging them to start thinking outside the box. Because again, you're allowing that communication to flow and start happening and generate and grow and get bigger and bigger. You start saying, you know what, yes or no. You tell them why no. No, here's what you were lacking. Fix this and bring it back. Well, now you're encouraging them to start thinking again and get the ball rolling, get those juices flowing. See, and once you start doing that, and once you start encouraging them to start thinking outside the box and bringing new ideas and communicating with you more openly, well, those that follow you will see you as someone they can count on to give them a solid answer and not an excuse. Because I guarantee you, there are plenty of people in your organizations, no matter how much you say, no, it's not like that. They are out there giving excuses. They are doing it every day. Heck, they're probably doing it right now as you're listening to this podcast. They're giving an excuse to somebody. That's not a good thing. See, all leaders want to be known as that kind of a leader, the kind of a leader that gives people solid answers and not an excuse. I promise you, all leaders. Isn't that why you're a leader? Isn't that why you were happy? Because, wow, now I can change the world. Now I can lead my people, and I want my people to follow me. I want those that follow me to respect me because I'm going to respect them. Remember that? I highly doubt any leader moved into a leadership position or became a leader only to rule over people. That's not how it works. That is not how any of that works. They became leaders because they wanted to lead people, because they wanted to help take them to a higher and a better place. And guess what? They also wanted to make new leaders. That's what leaders do, if you didn't know that. That's what they do. So, if you're one of those bosses or leaders that is still making excuses, guess what? You got two choices. Stop right now or pack your bags and you're out of here. Because again, the more and more people in the organization that are no longer making excuses and are delivering answers that people want to hear, the truth, the honest truth, as you know it, the more they're going to want that from everybody. So it's not too late to change. Really, if you're making excuses, just stop. It's not too late to change. That is, if you are willing to change your ways. Let me give you a hint. You can change. You can always change. Folks, my name is David Guerra. This has been the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 61. I thank you for listening. I welcome your feedback on Twitter at Dave Guerra. That's my handle. I welcome your feedback by email, dave@daveguerra.com. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think, especially of this episode. What do you think about those bad leaders that just make excuses? How do they affect productivity? How do they affect growth in your organization? Do they hinder it? Do they stunt growth? Or do they cause growth to contract? And it actually becomes negative growth. I want to hear from you. So until next time, I thank you for listening. I'm Dave Guerra. I'd love to hear from you. Take it easy. Take care. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.